Well, as I said in the letter, I wrote this for a couple reasons, one personal and one sort of, I think, more public. The personal reason would be that I've been involved in a relationship with a particular player for the past year and a half, and I was just reaching a point myself of a little bit of frustration in terms of the fact that this particular relationship was having to be conducted in a secretive manner. The second reason I wanted to write this letter, guys, is that I wanted to raise the issue of why should it matter in pro team sports if a particular player is openly gay. So those are the two reasons why I wrote the letter.
And certainly valid points. Now, I played 10 years in the NFL, and I know my thought on a situation like this early in my career would have been one way, and later in my career certainly would have been another way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I guess in you wanting to people to understand, can you understand why in the team sport concept, why it would be difficult in those type of sports for people to understand?
I can understand the reasons that are given by the players themselves as to why it would be easier for them. But, you know, I also listen in a whole lot of other parts of society, from the military to you name it, where the same argument could be mentioned. That is, people are saying, you know what, we got a pretty good club here. Why rock the boat? It would be easier for us if you didn't, so let's leave it alone. But you know what, if that's the attitude people maintain, you know, I mean, we'd still have segregated services and segregated baseball leagues.
Now, not knowing everything about the etiquette of how these things are supposed to work, by giving sort of hints as to who this player is, you say it's a pro baseball player from a Major League East Coast franchise, not the biggest star on the team, but very recognizable. You know there are going to be people who are going to start to guessing. I have to believe that coming out is an extraordinarily personal thing, and aren't there people who are going to criticize you for saying that you are, if not outing someone, at least casting a lot of question about certain people when that should be their own decision to make?
First of all, let me say that I absolutely believe, and it is a policy about magazine, which I'm the editor, not to out someone, by which I mean to provide the initial disclosure of a person's sexuality in a public forum without their permission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, that is our policy. I certainly understand the criticism in this case that providing any information at all about this person, you know, I set off a guessing game. But you have to realize if I'd said merely, say, this is a pro baseball player, it would have set off a guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that case it was a matter of, you know, how much detail do you provide, how much, you know, do you provide in order to get people thinking? How much do you provide to get people to guess in order to make them think? And, you know, I chose to do it one way, and I could certainly see where some people would disagree with that. But you have to admit that I've been able to get people to think about this particular question.
Brendan Lemon with us on ESPN Radio, the editor of Out Magazine. I'm quoting one sentence in your story here where you said you've spent a lot of time talking with this player about his homosexuality and the way it affects his behavior toward his teammates. Without asking you to divulge any secrets, how does it affect his behavior toward his teammates?
Well, he has to be extremely secretive and in some cases, I think, dishonest about, you know, his life off the field. So I think that's a major way it affects the way he interacts with his teammates. And I would say that would be the main way.
How do you see this, I don't want to say resolving, I don't know if it ever resolves, how do you see this unfolding?
You know, I think that there is as good a chance that this person, you know, sometime in your future, would come out of the closet as not come out of the closet. I mean, this is a discussion that he and I have had for a year and a half because you can well imagine that there probably wouldn't be much of a connection between the editor of a nation's largest circulation game magazine and a closeted pro team sport member unless this particular person were at a point in his life where he'd been thinking about wanting to be more open about his sexuality. I mean, the fact that I'm part of the media alone would tend to make a lot of pro players run the other direction as soon as, you know, we'd said hello and goodbye.
Right.
So he's been thinking about this for quite a while. Therefore, I think that there is a good possibility at some point in the near future that this guy would come out. And I also think there's a possibility, at least while he's still playing, that he wouldn't come out. Because as you can imagine, this is somebody who's, you know, he's an established player, he's a winner, he's a team player. The team's mission, which is to win games, and therefore to come out while the season was uncertainly, you know, let alone while his career is still going actively, would be something that would do that, at least initially. And so I think that that part of the decision is extremely important to him, not to disrupt the winning spirit in the clubhouse.
And final one for me, I would just wonder what his reaction has been to your writing this letter and to, again, pushing this thing to the brink of becoming public.
Right. Well, he knew I was... I didn't make this clear enough in my letter. It's one thing I regret, that he did know that I was going to write about this before the letter was published. So this wasn't... I wasn't springing a kamikaze surprise attack on him. Since the time that it's been published, actually, despite speculation on the part of some, I know at least some players who contacted me privately who say this guy must be quaking in his boots. In fact, I think that his main stress day-to-day is still about, you know, his performance on the field, and has not been, stress that's related to, oh, my God, you know, everybody knows I'm gay, and what's going to happen next?